بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. إلهي، أنا الفقير في غناي، فكيف لا أكون فقيرا في فقري؟ إلهي، أنا الضعيف في قوتي، فكيف لا أكون ضعيفا في ضعفي؟ إلهي، أنا الجاهل في علمي، فكيف لا أكون جهولا في جهلي؟ إلهي، إن ظهرت المحاسن مني فبفضلك ولك المنة علي، وإن ظهرت المساوئ مني فبعدلك ولك الحجة علي. إلهي، ماذا وجد من فقدك، وماذا فقد من وجدك؟ Praise and glory belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prayers and salutations are due to the beloved, our prophet and messenger, our master Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Ibn Ata'illah says in his supplications, O my Lord, I am poor in my state of affluence. Shouldn't I be the poorest in my real state of poverty? O my Lord, I am weak in my state of strength. Shouldn't I be the weakest in my apparent state of weakness? O my Lord, I am ignorant in my state of knowledge. Shouldn't I be the most ignorant in my real state of ignorance? O my Lord, if any good appears on me, it is out of thy bounty. If any evil appears on me, it is out of thy justice, and you have approved on me. O my Lord, he who has found you, what else did he lose? And he who has lost you, who else did he found? My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sovereignty. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakatuh. Let's try again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We need to be fresh, ready, and I need your hearts as much as I need your ears and your eyes. As we must be living Islam, not only watching or hearing. And we need Islam not to live on the members of our bodies only, being habits to pray, habits to fast, habits to perform the different acts of worship. We need Islam to be living in our hearts. My dear brothers and sisters, the greatness of Islamic civilization and sacred knowledge is a vast topic that could include every subject and every quotation from Al-Quran, Al-Kareem, from the Sunnah, Noble Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yet we need to open our hearts to the understanding of a civilization and what is a civilization made of. Many of us, my dear brothers and sisters, understand that a civilization is an advanced system of technology, high-tech society. Is this real? Some others think that a civilization is a lifestyle, luxurious lifestyle. Some others think that civilization is an advanced economic system. Some others think that a civilization is an intellectual society, the ability to produce advanced intellectual research. What is a civilization? And how a civilization can be produced? Let us take this symbolic example. When animals complained that human beings have no right to subjugate them, human beings have no right to manipulate animals and mount on them, ride on them, slaughter them. In that symbolic story, man was brought to answer the claims, to defend its position. Man claimed that man has authority because man is intelligent. We build societies. We have advanced economic systems. We have skyscrapers, monuments. We have produced through the history of humanity marvels. And man quoted this one after the other, and thus by claiming that man has an authority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran al-Kareem that we do in reality have authority over animals. Not only over animals, over everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in the universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ولا هدى ولا كتاب منير. Do not you see that Allah has subjugated to you what is on earth and what is in heavens, and bestowed upon you His bounties inwardly and outwardly? Yet there are people who argue about Allah without knowledge, without guidance, and without an illuminating book. So it is a fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subjugated to us everything on earth. But for what cause? Man thought that it was because of intelligence. Now the animals, trying to answer, try to defend their position, brought their answers. And the ant came and presented its advanced economic system that can defy any human economic system by instinct. Intellectual ability does not help, does not make man much better if he does not make the best use of his intellect. In another area, the bee came and brought its beehive and the advanced social system that bees produced in their beehives. And a third example, the spider came and presented its web, not World Wide Web, the spider's web that defies every architect, that defies every human-made building with its geometry. Now, how could man be better than these little creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and mentioned in His divine book and named three surahs after these little creatures? Surah An-Naml, Surah An-Nahl, Surah Al-Ankabut. Man was bewildered and turned speechless till man remembered that amongst human beings there are messengers and prophets. Amongst human beings there were people who who were channels of revelation between heavens and earth, received revelation and conveyed and spread guidance to humanity. And because of that, man is better, and animals had to surrender to human beings. So when man makes the best use of his intellect and follows the way of the prophets and the messengers, then man is better, and human beings are better than anything in the world, and what they produce can defy any production of animals or any other thing. But just because of the following of the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon messengers and prophets. Thus we see that civilizations are not only production of the mind, are not technology, are not social systems. Civilizations are not economic systems. Civilizations are not high-tech life. Civilizations depend on the relations between earth and heavens, depend on the relation between man and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a society succeeds in building this relation, then we can describe the society as being the most civilized society.